concerned about the well-being of humankind as a result of the disastrous impact of climate change, our association members from different countries in Africa organized and hosted the Be Organic Vegan to Save the Planet live video conference in the largest city and capital of Togo, the city of Lomé, on May 9, 2009. Supreme Master Ching Hai graciously accepted the invitation to be the guest of honor and shared her insights on the issue. Approximately 2,000 participants from all walks of life attended the conference, including important personages such as Mr. Ahume Sunu Silegoji, Secretary to the Presidency, Mr. Leandre Gebenyeji, Representative of the Mayor of Lomé, Mr. Kwabina Owusu Akimpong, Deputy Minister of Tourism from Ghana, Thomas Took, representative of the Cameroon community, Dr. Kwasi Ofe Agyemong, the much-respected vegan naturopath, and Togo's famous singer, Vanessa Woro. The Be Organic Vegan to Save the Planet was broadcast live on Nana FM, Nostalgie, Sport FM in Togo, Hot FM in Ghana, and Tokpa FM in Benin. In appreciation of artistic contribution during the Be Organic Vegan to Save the Planet conference, Supreme Master Ching Hai sends gifts to all performers. For their heartfelt performance, Supreme Master Ching Hai sends her number one international best-selling books, The Dogs in My Life, The Birds in My Life, and The Noble Wilds to the children. We now invite you to join us for the rebroadcast of the live video conference with Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled Be Organic Vegan to Save the Planet, held on May 9, 2009 in the city of Lomé, Togo.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Finally, we also have the pleasure to introduce the representative of the city mayor of Lomé. So now, welcome on behalf of the mayor of Lomé, his representative. Welcome him on stage with big applause. Thank you. Thank you very much for being here with us.
Bonjour, messieurs, dames. Plaisir de vous dire que le maire de la ville de Lomé m'a fait l'honneur de le représenter à cette conférence pour délivrer son message. Il doit souhaiter être là, des vôtres, mais il est empêché de moment. C'est pour cette raison qu'il m'a fait l'honneur de le représenter. Alors, je m'en vais vous donner son message. Excellence, Monsieur le Ministre, Excellence, Monsieur le Secrétaire Général de la Présidence, Honorable Député à l'Assemblée Nationale, Honorable Personnalité représentant les institutions et les organisations internationales, Vénérables chefs traditionnels, Mesdames et Messieurs les représentants de la société civile, distingués invités, Mesdames et Messieurs. À l'occasion de la visioconférence panafricaine sur le végétalisme et la lutte contre le réchauffement mondial de notre planète, la Terre, dont le thème principal est « Soyez végétaliens, consommer bio, sauver la planète », permettez-moi de vous souhaiter la cordiale bienvenue dans ce somptueux cadre du Palais des Congrès de Lomé. Je me réjouis tout particulièrement de l'opportunité privilégiée que représente pour moi cette tribune pour lancer un appel retentissant à l'engagement et à la participation de tous les citoyens d'Afrique, à quelque niveau qu'ils appartiennent, aussi bien les gouvernants que les gouvernés, pour faire de nos espaces de vie des villes et des campagnes harmonieuses. Le terme « harmonie » signifie un accord entre les différentes parties d'un tout. Ainsi donc, faire de nos villes et de nos campagnes des cadres de vie harmonieuses, c'est sans doute créer aux populations urbaines et rurales les conditions d'une vie qui procure à chacun une entière satisfaction et un épanouissement total, sans pour autant porter préjudice à l'équilibre naturel global de notre planète et aux générations futures. Cependant, de nos jours, beaucoup de villes du monde et d'Afrique en particulier sont menacées par la montée du niveau des océans à cause du réchauffement climatique. Ainsi, selon les experts réunis en conférence à Accra dans le courant du mois d'août 2008, l'élévation du niveau des océans provoquée par le changement climatique va redessiner les villes. En effet, une hausse du niveau de la mer de 2 cm par an suffirait à dévaster de vastes bandes de terre dans les zones côtières fragiles d'Afrique de l'Ouest, surtout dans les deltas densément peuplés. En outre, selon de récentes études, les glaciers du Groenland pourraient fondre beaucoup plus rapidement que prévu sous l'effet du changement climatique, accélérant ainsi la montée du niveau des océans. Parmi les villes les plus menacées figuraient Banjul, la capitale de la Gambie, Lagos, la capitale économique du Nigeria, où habitent près de 15 millions de personnes particulièrement vulnérables, et deux autres grandes villes portuaires que sont le Cap en Afrique du Sud et la ville d'Alexandrie en Égypte. Au Ghana, 1000 km carrés de terres arables ont, semble-t-il, déjà été perdus dans le delta de la Volta du fait de la montée de l'océan, a rappelé M. Ivo de Boer, secrétaire exécutif de la Convention des Nations Unies sur les changements climatiques lors de l'ouverture de la conférence de l'ONU sur le climat à Accra. Le phénomène est amplifié par les tempêtes tropicales de plus en plus violentes. L'autre menace sérieuse est notée est la progression des eaux marines salées dans l'intérieur des terres agricoles fertiles. Exclut la possibilité de construire des digues, une option jugée inefficace et trop coûteuse. Il est aussi envisagé de se déplacer vers les terres plus élevées, option là aussi jugée difficile à cause de ses implications économiques, sociales et culturelles. Mesdames et messieurs, honorables invités, quelles solutions peut-on alors préconiser dans ces conditions alarmantes? Il semble qu'il faille plutôt s'attaquer à la racine du problème que réfléchir à la façon d'endiguer ses conséquences. Grâce à cette approche, des pas importants pourraient être vite affranchis dans la voie d'un développement durable, dans l'intérêt de notre planète et de ses habitants. Aussi, ne faudrait-il pas perdre de vue que les conditions indispensables à une vie harmonieuse et équilibrée sur notre planète, la Terre, nécessitent l'engagement de tous. Je lance donc un appel solennel à tous les acteurs, où qu'ils se trouvent, pour prendre à cœur les problèmes de réchauffement de notre planète et poursuivre les efforts en vue de faire d'elle une terre harmonieuse où il fait bon vivre. Je vous remercie.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Mr. Leanne Benjeji, for your beautiful speech. As we all know, the global warming is a more important issue today that treat our life, that treat the life of our children, our family. We have to stop the global warming as soon as possible. We have to stop the global warming now by following the compassionate organic vegan diet. As we all know, from the newspaper to different TV channels, we all speak about global warming. But most of us are not aware about how difficult the situation we are in right now. The increase of the temperature is provoking the melt of the ice in the Arctic pole. So because of that, we have to try to change our habit. We have to try to find a better way of to live together. We have to live in harmony. So the global warming is a very important issue in our life right now. So we have to be vegetarian, because as the ice are melting, there is a lot of gas trapped under the Arctic seas. So if that gas is released, we will be all in trouble. Most of the scientists from the United Nations, like the Dr. Jay Zwali, has predicted that the ice might be all gone by the end of 2012. So if nothing is done before that date, we might reach the point of no return. Ladies and gentlemen, Supreme Master Qinghai is also joining us today by a live video conference as our guest of honor. After more than 20 years of sharing her wisdom, love and insights across all cultural boundaries, Supreme Master Qinghai continues to dedicate her time and effort to enhance the life of all beings.
We are very thankful that she has accepted our invitation to join us tonight via video conference.
Ladies and gentlemen, with a warm of applause, please welcome the Supreme Master Qinghai.
Hello.
Hello, Master.
Bonjour à tout le monde.
Thank you so much for joining us. We are very honored that you are attending this Bioorganic Vegan to Serve the Planet conference here in Lomé to discuss climate change and the most important solutions to curb it. Thank you very much.
Bonjour, merci. Thank you. Thank you for this honor.
Master, I would like to welcome you on behalf of everyone of here, all our viewers from Supreme Master Television, as well as SCF, the satellite station airing across all major African cities, also on behalf of all our listeners in Togo, Nana FM, Nostalgia, and Sport FM, in Ghana, Hot FM, as well as in Benin, on Top FM, who would like to welcome you to this conference. We have so many beautiful guests here today. We also have some VIP from Togo, Ghana, and Benin.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, we would also like to introduce our distinguished guest here to you. The first one is representing the head of state. He is the Honorable Secretary General to the President, Mr. Awume Zunu Selego is here. Thank you very much for joining us. Thank you very much. We have also the representative of the mayor of Lome, Mr. Benyagi, is here also. We have former president of National Assembly and also former prime minister of Togo, Dr. Agbeyome Mensah-Kojo, is here also. We have also the Consul of the Republic of Guinea. Thank you for being here. We have the Deputy Minister of Tourism from Ghana. Thank you for being here also. We have the representative of Catholic community here in Togo. Thank you for being here. We have the respectable naturopath, Dr. Ofe. We are listening to him here. Thank you for being here. All those distinguished guests are here today for our conference, the Yogan Union, to set the plan.
As we all know, the global warming has a big impact in the beautiful country of Togo and also the neighbor country. We already witnessed a few months ago the rise of sea level in Togo, especially in the city of Lomé, which have caused a lot of damage, also on the neighbor country. So because we are aware about the situation, we have to know, we have to immediately take action to follow the most effective and the most efficient path so that we can stop the global warming. Master, we are all very happy that your book are now available in Kenya, as well in Togo, Africa. We would like to share the following message from Kenya and Nairobi regarding the recent release of The Dog of My Life from Nairobi, Kenya.
Written by Supreme Master Ching Hai and available through Amazon, the world's biggest online bookstore, The Dogs in My Life was officially released recently in Nairobi, Kenya, on the 22nd of April 2009. This was the first time that Supreme Master Ching Hai's publication, after being introduced in Asia, America, and Europe, met the vast majority of readers in Africa. The Dogs in My Life is a detailed life record between Supreme Master Ching Hai and her adopted canine companions. In addition to the great response from many countries around the world, it attracted much attention at the book premiere held in Buruburu, a gathering center for residents in Kenya. This very first-time publication of The Dogs in My Life in Africa conveys Supreme Master Ching Hai's love and care for our animal friends and demonstrates how we should take care of them through our own example. Dr. Christopher Niamai, teaching at the University of Nairobi, shared his opinion on vegetarianism and global warming.
I have looked at the books which have been read here. In my opinion, they are quite inspiring in the sense that they are touching on important issues. When you think of the global warming, to me, I think it's an issue which is already touching the world. Here in this country, in Kenya, for example, we have missed rains in the normal season. So there's a lot of famine, a lot of anger, and people are seeking reasons at why this is happening. So I think that the books that are being presented here are addressing some of these important issues in this day and time. And therefore, I feel encouraged that an issue like this can be brought to the public awareness so that they can look at these issues, get informed.
The Noble Wilds and the Realization of Health in the English version, as well as The Birds in My Life in the French version, are available now in Kenya as well as Togo, Africa. We wish Supreme Master Chinghai's books are all bestsellers and that all humans and animals will happily live together.
Supreme Master Chinghai, it's very exciting that your book are now available here in Togo and also in Kenya.
Thank you.
We are sure it has inspired many readers to value the sentiment and nature of all our animal friends.
The Bird in My Life, which is recently released in Kenya, is such a beautiful book that I would like to invite everyone to browse this book. As we mentioned earlier, global warming is a very scary situation for our planet. The 2006 report from the United Nations mentioned that most of the pollution, the biggest pollution, is coming from the livestock, the animal farming. And this pollution is really threatening our life. And actually, the livestock produce a lot of methane gas. As we all know, the methane gas is very dangerous. As the methane gas goes into our atmosphere, it creates a bigger shield that keeps all the heat that was supposed to be bounced back in the space. So as we accumulate more and more heat in our system, the temperature of our planet keeps rising and rising. That's why we have to stop immediately this heat increase. So the immediate solution to stop the global warming is to switch to the organic vegan diet. Why? Because by stopping consuming animal products, we will naturally stop the production of methane gas generated by livestock. And in that way, our nature will get better, so we have more time to be able to save our planet. So it is very important that every one of you tonight knows the situation we are currently in. According to the research from the NASA scientist, Dr. James Hansen, the temperature of the planet keeps rising. So if we don't react immediately, as soon as possible, we might face the worst. A few months ago, there was in Copenhagen, Denmark, what was called the End of the World Conference that was hosted by Dr. Catherine Richardson, who confirmed the report by the United Nations about the global warming, and she said, we might expect the worst. The temperature might increase between 5 and 6 degrees, so we all have to avoid this type of situation. By following the compassionate vegan diet, we will all have the chance to save our planet. We will all have the chance to give an opportunity to our children, an opportunity to our planet, so that we can live peacefully and in harmony. Ladies and gentlemen, it's very important that all of you can share this important message that you all came here today to get to your relative, friend, family, because most of all, we don't know what's happening, especially in Africa. Most of the time, we think that the global warming is a situation created by the more developed country, but we all get affected by the global warming because it's like we are sitting in a very big plane and maybe sitting at the back of, while some people are sitting on the first class seat. But we must remember one thing. If the plane goes down, everyone goes down with the plane. So we have to save our plane. We have to make sure that our environment is clean. We have to make sure that our plane can land peacefully. That's why it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter if you are African, European, American. We have all to put our hands together to stop global warming, which is threatening our life.
And the best way is to change our habit to become vegetarian, helping us making effort to save our planet.
The first question is from Mr. Isaru Waru. He is the president of the Vegetarian Club for the students of Lomé University.
Welcome, Mr. Waru.
Master, I will ask the first question on behalf of Mr. Asia Wairu. The breeding of livestock, such as cows, calves, pig and partridges, constitute the first source of deforestation, water pollution and greenhouse gas emissions. How does fish breeding or fish farming cause global warming to increase? Is it less devastating?
It's similar. But I'm happy that you, Mr. Asia, and the club is taking on the leadership of the University Vegetarian Club. I'm happy to know such club exists in a university. So thank you first to Mr. Asia. Please convey my congratulations and heartfelt appreciation.
Thank you, Master.
I'm happy to see young people especially involved in endeavors like this, which contributes to human health and also the planet. To respond to this question about fishing, in fact, fishing contributes to global warming primarily by disturbing the complex ecosystems of the world's oceans. Balanced marine ecosystems are extremely important, as more than two-thirds of the planet is covered by oceans. They provide half of the world's oxygen and play a major part in regulating the global climate. So life on Earth truly depends very much on the ocean for survival. In addition, oceans also absorb atmospheric CO2, carbon dioxide, which directly helps to cool our planet. These are just a few among the great things that the oceans do. To disturb the balance of the seas, thus ultimately places our own lives in danger. So, we could say that it is in our interest to care for the oceans if we want to survive, and all the life that they contain, including fish. Fish farms are like on-land factory farms. They have similar problems environmentally, with impact that includes polluting the bodies of waters. The farmed fish are contained in big netted areas of the ocean shore with uneaten food, fish waste, antibiotics or other drugs and chemicals that pass into the surrounding waters where they harm our ecosystems and pollute our drinking source. Depleting wild fish stocks also. Fish like salmon that are eaten by humans are usually fed huge amounts of other fishes like anchovies. Studies have found that for every kilo of salmon that is sold in a supermarket, 4 kilos of wild fish have to be caught to feed the salmon. This practice also endangers sea animals. Like sea lions and birds that are thought to be a threat are often harassed with firecrackers or loud underwater speakers, causing pain, disorientation, and hearing loss. To marine mammals and others are often even shot dead. These are just a few of the problems associated with fish farming, which have become bigger as the fishing has increased. So the issues arising from related industries like the production of food for salmon have also been on the rise. In Peru, for example, fish food is made from anchovies, which causes illness for the adults who are closely involved in its production, as well as asthma and skin disease in young children from the toxic smoke that pours out onto the streets from the factories, along with pollution to the nearby ocean waters, of course. This fish production also affects bird population, with some like the guano bird having declined by 90% in number. So the result is that consumers can buy cheap fish, but it comes with a very heavy, expensive cost to our children's health and a degraded environment. Meanwhile, if we say that the ocean ecosystems are dependent on fish populations to be balanced, then those ecosystems are extremely imbalanced right now. Scientists estimate that more than 90% of the ocean's big fish have disappeared over the last 50 years due to commercial fishing. They warned that at the present rate of fishing, there will be a global collapse of all species being fished by 2050, and say that recovery efforts need to be started immediately. So what we are seeing from these fish and marine life are signs of distress. And from the oceans themselves, we are seeing other signs, such as warming temperatures, rising sea levels, increasing acidification, and terrible levels of pollution. So global warming is affecting the oceans, which in turn is affecting the fish. This is an equally urgent situation as the one presented by livestock industry. And it has the exact same solution. Stop eating the flesh. Stop killing for food. Stop eating the fish. This will help restore the balance of both the ocean and land immediately. Fish are God creations that we should also care for, respect, protect, not to eat. We should be looking for ways to help the fish, to protect them and all the marine life from the devastating effects of climate change. Once we start thinking in this way, we are in a better position for ourselves, for the fish, and for the planet. Thank you.
Thank you, Master.
Thank you, Master.
Welcome, love.
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes.
I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds in nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure. The supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then the level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Il y a beaucoup qui ne savent pas qu'il y a un danger, que le monde court un danger. Mais avec cette conférence-là, je crois que vraiment tout le monde saura ce qui se passe dans le monde et ils en prendront conscience. Vraiment, et ils vont également, je crois, changer de comportement. Voilà, surtout en ce qui concerne la consommation de la viande.
Le réchauffement climatique, je pense que c'est une catastrophe qui menace notre planète. Pour mener à bien et pour pouvoir arriver à un bon port, de préférence, c'est de pratiquer le régime végétalien. Je suis végétalien depuis 2000. Donc, je pense que tous mes enfants sont végétariens dès leur naissance. Donc, de mon entourage, j'essaierai de leur faire savoir les bienfaits de du régime, et je pense qu'avec le temps, ils l'accepteront.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Thank you for joining us today on Words of Wisdom. Join us again on Friday for part 4 of Be Organic Vegan to Save the Planet. And now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Models of Success, coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. May your life overflow with God's boundless love and blessings.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.